through an agency, we had two people coming to Stoke. One was a young Dane who wanted to shoot a stag, and the other was an old German who would be probably on his last year that he'd ever be over, and he wanted to shoot a stag and, if possible, a goat, like a billy goat, you know, big goat with big horns. So I had a young lad helping me at the time, and we set off, and I knew I couldn't take the two of them because one was a young athletic man, and the old boy who was staying in Mealmore Hotel, I think, I couldn't take them both out because they weren't compatible. So I told the old man, you just spend the day, do whatever you like, and I'll take you out in the evening. We'll get a stag when they come down a bit lower down. You won't have so far to walk. Maybe in there, there's a big wood, and we'll see what we can do then. Meanwhile, I'm going to take this young man out, see if we can get a stag. So we set off up the hill, Ian Christie, the chap that was helping me. And when we were getting up this steep hill behind where Paul the huntsman stays, and that plantation was small at the time, uh-huh. You know, and we had this and he was this big billy goat trying to get out, running the fence, trying to get out to the nannies, of course, at that time of year, they're in season, you know. And I said to Ian Christie, this might be a good time to get this goat thing out of the way. How about if you go back down and take the old guy up, and we'll maybe get him a shot at the goat? So I waited with the Dean, and it took an age for Ian to get this boy up because he was huffing and puffing, as I would be now too. And when we came up there, the time we got him up, the goat was gone. It had gone back into the wood. So I said to him, well, look, never mind, the goat's gone. Just you go and spend the day, and I'll come back at night, get you at whatever time, and we'll take you up and maybe get a stag later on. So we set off away out the hill and eventually got a stag. And Ian Christie went home to get an Argo car, a vehicle, I can't remember what it was at the time, to come and recover this stag. And he passed where the German had been in the morning, and he was talking to the German, and when Ian came up to us, he said, I think he's shot the goat. He's gibbering away there, and he's got, I'm sure he shot the goat. And so anyway, when I came back, and this was never leave a German alone with his rifle. He had shot the goat, all right, and it had run a bit after he shot it in the thick wood, and he'd tied bits of hanky or something on the tree so that he could find it, and it was lying dead. But it was a bit embarrassing for me, for him shooting it without me being there. He shouldn't have done it.
He shouldn't have done it.
But,
it was his chance.
It was his chance. Yes. And he just waited his chance. He must have waited there all day till it showed up again. And then he went and got it. And we got a stag after that. So he was quite happy. Great. But I mean, that's what could you do? It was done, you know.
They were not allowed to shoot without you being
No.
That was but one of the rules.
His language... There was a bit of a language barrier as well, because the young ones could all speak English. But
you choose which animal, you know, they could
shoot.
Right.
So that was an embarrassment. So all Germans at that particular time, as once Eastern Europe opened up, they used to go there, because I think it was cheaper, bed and breakfast was cheaper and everything, and they stopped coming over here then.
So they're going into Poland and places like that now.
Some of them found it too hard work anyway. Others liked it. French grouse shooting, some people did that used to like the grouse shooting, but you got Danes and Swedes coming for deer stalking. When I went there first, we used a pony for everything too, taking the deer home, and we were one of the last up in our glen, not to work with ponies, you know.
Mm-hmm. they just use Land Rovers, do they?
Yes, and they've got more roads access and things made than they used to be.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Take all the rubbish off.